It's Helping Hand on Fridays and then also online at hawaiipublicradio.org. We, with Helping Hand, put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to folks with disabilities and animals and people that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, Domestic Violence Action Center. A primary source of aid for people in crisis, providing legal information, representation to victims, standing by their side when they go into court, and they're a legal resource on domestic violence issues for many sectors of the community. There are a lot of ways to support them, but one way to support them, especially if you like golf or even if you want to experiment with golf, 12th Annual Domestic Violence Action Center Golf Tournament is coming up on Friday, April 5th at Pearl Country Club. They call it Chipping Away at Domestic Violence, and that's just one way that you can help them, and we will hear about it with our CEO of the Domestic Violence Action Center, Nancy Creedman. Great to see you. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
For folks who could use these services, talk about the way you can offer some support that would be critical.
Well, the first thing is the fact that there are programs and resources. They can call and ask questions that they have. They can call us confidentially and anonymously to get some information about their choices, their risk, their safety, and we will help them think through what their first steps are, their next steps. So getting the information is a first step. For somebody who's in a dire emergency situation, we would still want them to ask some pertinent questions, assess the level of risk that they're facing. Leaving is the most dangerous time for a victim of domestic violence. The people who are killed in the process of leaving. So we always try to emphasize that a safety plan is a very good thing for a person who's considering, as one of their options, leaving their abuser. That safety plan, we can help somebody walk through.
If people are hearing this not in the Honolulu area, meaning right, not on this island,
correct,
is there any adjustment in their protocol for acting?
No, they are welcome to call us from wherever they are. Toll-free number, it's
690-6200.
If you are on the island of Oahu, you're welcome to call us at 531-3771.
Okay.
We receive calls every day from victims themselves, family members, teachers, employers who might have an employee sitting in their office.
They're concerned about.
Or? Yeah, somebody that they're concerned about. A healthcare practitioner.
Wide range of people who could use the resources is what
correct,
you're saying.
Yep.
Back to that emergency level. This is not a 24-hour line.
8:30 to 4:30. If it is an absolute emergency in the sense that you are being assaulted or threatened with assault, 911 is a very important number to call. Police will come and intervene at the moment your life or your safety is at risk. So 911 is a really important place to call. The family court on every island and the family court on Oahu, the First Judicial Circuit, provides restraining orders. A person can go to either the Punchbowl Circuit Courthouse or the Kapolei Courthouse, file a petition for a temporary restraining order, at which point the court grants an order that prohibits the abuser from making contact, making appearances at work sites or churches or homes, sets conditions that the respondent has to follow. They are issued immediately.
And we often hear in the news about a person is killed or assaulted and they already had the TRO out. But I'm assuming, because you're advocating it, that it still will lead to a big reduction in potential harm. In most cases, it's an effective way to provide a barrier against more assaults.
That's entirely accurate. The family courts across the state issue thousands of restraining orders every year. The few that we hear about, where there is a homicide, there might be a temporary restraining order in effect. But for the vast majority, a temporary restraining order is a really important way to deliver a strong message,
right,
to have the court deliver a strong message, to have the opportunity for law enforcement to get involved if there's a violation of that restraining
right,
order. We help people assess whether a restraining order is good for them. So that might be another question they want to ask when they call the helpline.
You can be accompanied by Domestic Violence Action Center folks to both get something like that,
correct,
going to court against a suspected abuser. A lot of your services don't cost anything. Explain where there may be a cost for people who are thinking, this is such an invaluable resource, there must be some kind of way
it's
I need to
pay. It's got to be expensive.
Right, right.
Yeah. The only costs that we impose on survivors who seek out our services are full case legal representation. Mm. It's a sliding fee, and we don't turn anybody away if they are unable to pay. We have a waiver option as well. Advocacy, telephone assistance, accompaniment into the courtroom by an advocate, accompaniment to the school to talk to the teacher, assistance finding housing, assistance with rental funds to avoid eviction or houselessness. None of those things cost any money.
So there's a lot of resources. To do this, obviously, any kind of legal thing, even when you're doing the most noble of things, costs a bunch of dough because that's the nature of the law. A business could have lost one of their employees to domestic violence. A company could get involved on like a larger corporate level in terms of backing you.
Yes, they could. We tailor opportunities for businesses who may be interested in supporting our work. One thing that occurs annually is companies will approach us around the holidays, for example, and say, we would like to give back to our community. Our employees selected domestic violence. Mm. So they would ask us to survey our staff, find out what are the needs clients have, and then convert those into gifts for clients, for example.
And those other programs, what's the program in October?
Feast for Peace, a pretty exciting partnership with some of Hawaii's local restaurants. Restaurants will partner with us. They'll pick an item on their menu, and the proceeds of that menu item at the end of the month will come to support the work of the Domestic Violence Action Center.
People could also help you with bankrolling support for the various programs.
Absolutely.
So they could come in as like sponsors, I guess.
Correct.
Is what thought of that, obviously, because you often hear about golf events being sponsored by organizations, because that's another one. So, and that's a primary one that's coming up on Friday, April 5th. Pearl Country Club, it's always called Chipping Away at Domestic Violence, and it is their 12th annual. Put the word out there because you know better than me. It just seems like there's so many ways you can plug into that.
Yeah. Well, we're always looking for sponsors. We're looking for golf teams. We're looking for businesses to donate prizes. It's a lot of moving parts to put on a golf tournament. Unrestricted monies that we raise at Feast for Peace or Chipping Away at Domestic Violence or Poinsettias for Peace, which is during the holiday season, are really, really important.
And you can come in on all those different ways of whether sponsoring or actually playing, creating a team to do it.
Donating prizes to it. Wine.
Wine. Or as we were talking about sort of off the air, sometimes folks just don't have time for that, or they just want to give money anyway and say, you know what, I'm just going to help you and make a donation on behalf of the tournament, even though we're not going to be there.
We welcome those with an open heart.
And volunteer opportunities.
We need volunteers at all these events. Right. At the golf tournament, driving the golf carts, registration tables, putting the tea bags together, which include the little gifts and the lunch. There's any number of ways people can volunteer at the golf tournament. Feast for Peace, they can help us distribute information to the participating restaurants, participate in poinsettias for peace by helping us to distribute the poinsettia plants.
So all skill levels.
Yeah.
I know, like, if people are attorneys or if people have a legal or medical background, and so it's really, you can come from helping to deliver stuff or put together packages to saying, hey, is there some skill of mine that you could use?
We would invite anyone who's interested in helping us to join us. We need all the help we can get.
Here is how you can get involved, domesticviolenceactioncenter.org. You can send them an email, dvac@stoptheviolence.org. We were talking about those helplines earlier. Is that 8:30 to 4:30?
Yes, it is.
And that's Monday through Friday, 531-3771. I imagine you can leave a message there, too.
Yes, correct.
Toll-free Neighbor Island, 800-690-6200. You can reach their business office, 534-0040. Get the full interview, the radio feature, plus all of this contact information at hawaiipublicradio.org. 12th annual Domestic Violence Action Center Golf Tournament is coming up, Chipping Away at Domestic Violence. It is Friday, April 5th, Pearl Country Club. Thrilled to get to talk to Domestic Violence Action Center CEO Nancy Creedman. Do you actually golf at the event? Or no?
I don't golf.
I don't golf
period.
Either. But it's a great...
I'm a swimmer.
You're a swimmer. Well, no swimming at the golf
no
event,
swimming
I'm assuming.
At the golf, no.
Unless you make a bad hit and you got to go get your ball.
Get your ball. Yeah, that's a possibility.
And thanks for doing it and making it easy to give, too.
Thank you for having me.